elected FOPU meeting, May 18th.
Okay, this time I'd like to call the elected FOPU Board of Review.
No.
Yep. Board of Review to order on Wednesday, May 18th at 1 p.m. at Town Hall. Members of the board are present, media has been notified. Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we need a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Due to the fact that the assessment role is not completed at this time, it is anticipated the Board of Review will be adjourned until September 21st, 2016 at 9 a.m. A notice will be published and posted prior to that time to confirm the meeting. We need a motion to...
I'll move to postpone until such date.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Motion to adjourn the Board of Review.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay, elected FOPU Town Board regular meeting Wednesday, May 18th, 2016 at 1:05. Members of the board are present, media has been notified, we need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of vouchers of General Fund 48624, 48656, and the ambulance fund of 1675 to 1676.
So moved for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of the minutes, May 4th, 2016, regular meeting.
So moved as read, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of the minutes, special town board meeting, May 10th, 2016.
Motion to approve as presented.
Yeah, and I'll second that.
Motion been made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Very little happening the first 2 weeks of the month. Our income in the regular account was roughly $4,600, and in the ambulance, about $1,300, which then left a balance of $985,387.65 in the general account and $420,376.83 in the ambulance account.
So moved for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Discussion, possible action, Peace Pipe Lane traffic parking. Mr. Meyer, you would ask this be placed on there?
Yeah. One of the issues is the police department has been using that ops shoot or that
moccasin lane.
The town road. And there is a real issue with parking. And I think the discussion has been before the chairman before in past years, but to change possibly to angle parking instead of the actual parallel parking. And I would like to strongly consider, I don't know what takes, what's needed to change that road to a one-way, so that if you were to go to the fire department, you would have to start out at actually by the corner of the post office.
So one-way from the fire side, around past the flame and out to D?
Correct, and that would allow for angle parking, possibly on two Sundays.
I think pretty much what it would be board action to make it a one-way street. And then the parking is either board action or up to us or the road crew and just restriping it.
Okay.
I can't remember what your widths are there.
See, that's why I didn't know what the requirements were. If there would be enough room to do it on both sides, or if it just would be to the south.
It's got to be 10, 20, 44 feet. It would be tight, I think, with angle parking on both sides, but you definitely could do it on one side. And And I guess if we're going to do that, do the angle parking on the building side.
The fireside side.
Yeah, the business side.
Right.
And then once you get into that corner, you can, you know, because of the entrance, you can widen out and get around it. You can pass two lanes of cars there. That wouldn't be a problem. I can measure it and see if we can fit angle parking in there, and then, and I'll put it on the next agenda to have it as a one-way.
Yeah, I would say we want to make sure that we don't impede the passing of our fire trucks and ambulances and make it too narrow for them, but angle parking makes sense there.
Tom?
I'm totally against the one-way street in there. We come out of the firehouse both directions. And in order for us to come out the wrong way, we have to have lights and siren on. And there's many calls we leave without lights and siren because of the nature of the call. And if we're coming this way, we're coming around.
If you're coming this way, you come down Main Street?
Down Peace Pipe, yeah. We don't go to the left.
Maybe we should just try the angle parking and see how, if that helps.
Did anybody measure this?
No, no, that's why I said I've got to, I'd have to get up there.
I measured it out.
What's the width on that?
And if you park on the left side or the south side, if you made angled parking there, right now you've got six stalls at 23 feet with parallel parking or regular parking. And if you put it at a 45-degree angle, you'd end up with 10.5 parking stalls.
You'd have 10.
Half a car.
But yet, right now you've got 10 on both sides of that street. Four on the north side and six on the south side.
I guess the only advantage to the angle parking is that then you don't have doors swinging out into traffic.
And they're swinging into other cars. You know, that's no big deal. You know, 45, if you got a 60-degree thing, you're going to have 11. You're going to pick up one stall.
Well, what would the travel portion of the road be? What would the difference be?
What's the total width on that?
Well, I don't know if this is with or without sidewalks on this thing, but it's 30 feet to the center line, so it's 60 feet, but that's got to be without sidewalks.
That's got to be with sidewalks.
Yeah, that's without the sidewalks in there. And a sidewalk, you got to be,
before we make it.
They got to be 10 feet, because they're them goofy, you know, they're not a straight sidewalk, so they have to be at least 10 feet.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see one-way traffic there, because when we do pump testing, we close that whole road off. We need the hydrant, we need a tank, we need our fire truck, plus we need the equipment truck there. So that road is totally closed, you know, one day a year.
Mm-hmm.
The police know about it, but nobody's ever complained. Have you ever had a complaint that we closed the road? You didn't even know about it. We just go and do it, and you know, you put a one-way road in there, you're gonna screw us up terribly.
Well, that's good input, and I'm glad you're here to fill us in on that.
In the meantime, 99% of our time we're coming around Peace Pipe anyway, this way. You know, lights and siren or no lights and siren.
Yeah. I can still measure it, and then we can sit down and go over it.
You aren't going to gain anything.
Not in terms of parking.
And if
at least numbers.
If you plan on parking to the north, you've got driveways in there that you can't.
You can't go to the, you'd want to go to the north because that's where the business is, you know.
But you've got driveways in there that you can't block, and you've got to be 15 feet or 5 feet from a driveway. I don't know what it is.
5 feet.
Seems like the only thing we'd gain would be a reduced travel portion of the road.
Right.
I don't know if that's something we want.
Right. No, I was just looking for an
just
option.
A thought.
They have a tremendous parking problem.
Yes,
there.
They do. Yeah. They absolutely do.
As a representative of the town, I wanted to consider it, look at it, and discuss it. That's what I
Well, I think somebody should have drew up plans or measured something before you brought this to the board.
No, that's why I'm talking to the committee so that we can go
there
ahead.
There is no committee.
It's a board, Tom.
So we don't have the privilege here of being able to talk to each other outside of this meeting.
I didn't talk to nobody either. I saw this thing that Nancy drew up, and I jumped on a computer, and I got the state plans.
But I asked to put it on so that we could bring it to light and discuss it.
Well, I think it's ridiculous, so there. It's going to impede us terribly.
Okay.
Any possibility of putting signs in there encouraging the people to park in back of the post office?
I guess once it fills up, they probably go back there anyway.
Probably.
Because in the evenings, that's always available.
Yeah.
Probably where they do go.
All right.
No action.
No action? Okay. Item number 10, discussion action set date for road inspection. What I'd like to do is go out and look at roads that I think we're having, are going to be having, or that need help.
Does that require members or just yourself?
No.
Board members.
All three.
We'll meet. Actually, what I'm looking at, well, number one is Segasunk. The other one is South Plummer. And then also Florsheim and Toto Tom Lane.
To do tar and chip?
Two of them are tar and chip, and two of them are paving.
And do we have enough in the budget to do all those?
No, we don't.
I didn't think so.
And what I'm thinking we can do, and I was going to get into that in the authorized bids for road construction, so I'll go into it there. But it's mainly just when you guys might be available to.
Well, I'm going to be gone all next week.
Okay.
So maybe it'll just be the two. I don't want to delay things just so that I can participate.
Any particular day next week that?
Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning, 10 o'clock? Anyone notice that?
Yes.
All right. Authorized bids for road construction. Now I'll get into what I was, with what we have budgeted and what I, the roads that could use some work, what I thought we'd do is we'd bid those out separately and then see where the bids come in and see where they fall within our budget.
See how much we can do.
Yep. Because it's kind of a, it's a mix of longer paved to a shorter paved and then two medium length chip seals, so. We'll see how it works into the budget.
That makes sense.
So I guess at this time then, it would be to authorize me to solicit bids for the roadwork once we have our road inspection.
I still move to authorize solicitation for bids for each individual road separately.
Yep.
I'll second that.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Discussion approval, purchase of fuel tanks. As you know, our fuel shed is now down. We did get a quote from Richie, Lakeland Oil, for the tanks, the pump, valves, vents, gauges that we need of $5,255. Then we will be putting, and actually what's happening now is this is for a double-walled tank. Our old ones were single-walled. With those tanks, we had to have a 25-foot setback and from buildings and 50-foot from property lines. They wouldn't fit anywhere back here anymore, and the only other alternative was to be putting it out at the transfer station, which in talking to the fire chief would be difficult for ambulances and fire trucks to be filling up out there all the time.
Right.
So in order to put them back here, we need a double-walled tank so we can reduce our setbacks from property lines and buildings. It gives us a 5-foot setback. We can put it in next to the metal building back here, and it'll be actually easy access in and out. Move it, Tom, rather than over here on the side. We'll put it next to the building where that guardrail is. So you'll actually be able to drive up to it from both, you know, sideways from both ways.
Either way. Is there any way we can get that, instead of putting the pump on the top, that we can get it lowered so where people can reach it?
I'll see if we can get it lowered, otherwise we'll put the ramp in there like we had in the other one. You know, so that they can step up to it and grab it and come down.
Is this for diesel?
Yeah.
Do you get away with this without steps?
We buy that from the tribe. We don't have regular now.
It's always available?
The only thing that we run regular in is a small pickup. Everything else is diesel.
Okay.
All the big trucks, the mowers, grader, ambulances are out, the...
We have some equipment at the fire station, and we have small tools that need gas.
Yeah, and that's the same thing when we need chainsaw gas and that type of thing, we go down to the tribal gas station and get it.
And do we have a charge account there?
Pete has an account there.
Yep, so when it's closed, what do we do?
Put a card list.
We're never going there to get gas.
But the fire department might need to get stuff at during hours.
You guys are usually, you're all fueled up whenever you need it anyhow.
And if it needed be, Tom or I would have a credit card that we get to fuel after hours and then just get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's always a way.
For the day message.
No, they, like, we, you know, they have 5 gallon cans back here with what they need, so. And the only truck that we fuel is a small one.
Okay, I know it just was an issue once before, so.
So no, this would just be for diesel, and then we'd put a concrete pad under it. Pete was getting some pricing on materials to house it inside of a metal building, so.
So at this price, we still need to wire it?
We still need to wire it, we need a concrete pad, which will be about $1,400, and then the building, you know, it doesn't have to be enclosed in a building, we can enclose it in cyclone fence, but I just assume to have it in a building. But because of the cost, it should be board action to purchase the tanks.
See what you can do about a different expense or all, instead of...
Instead of way up.
Where's it gonna go, is it?
You know this metal building back here?
Mm-hmm.
The storage building?
Yeah.
It'll go on the left-hand side in the front of it where the guardrail is around. We'll take the guardrail out and that way we can set it right next to it.
Okay.
So when they come into fuel, they can come in this, you know, if their tank is on the right side, they can come in this way and fuel. If they're on the left side, they can come in that way and fuel.
Good.
It actually worked better than the old one. If you were on the left side, or right side, you had to spin around and come in the other direction.
Well, you leave the backing up too?
No backing up, you'll just drive up and go.
So move for approval for the purchase of the tanks. We still got some other decisions to make though to finish this project.
Yep.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the purchase of fuel tanks from Richie Lakeland Oil. All those in favor?
Aye.
With one question, once we get the tank, we're planning on starting to use it right away. We're not gonna...
Oh, no, 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 it'll be used right away.
And then if we do a building, they'll just...
That'll come in afterwards. Okay. Get the tank in and going, so.
Okay.
Okay, motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Need a motion to adjourn at 1:20.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.